You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Dawn from Pathway Yoga. And today I'm going to talk about yoga, meditation, mantra, and our chakra system. So yoga means union. Mantra means to step over one's mind, something we repeat. Chakra means will. This is an energy that travels upward through our body. Well, we want it to move upward through our body. And we're going to look at today the second chakra, which is associated with water. It's also found in our subtle body. It's three fingertips below our belly button. So if we put our fingers just underneath our belly button, and it's three fingertips below, that's the area we're talking about today. So it's associated with our hips and our reproductive area. It's linked, as I said before, to water, so this flowing, fluid movement. It's also about unresolved relationship issues. So if we're holding on to something, our body's like a storehouse of emotions, and if we're holding on to unresolved relationship issues, and we store that unresolved energy within our hip area and our reproductive area. So the other thing, it can be attached to guilt and a feeling of not feeling comfortable within our own body, within our own sexuality. So if the chakra is this energy chakra, this energy is blocked, we can have this overwhelming numbness within inside us. If the chakra is balanced and the energy is moving fluidly through our body, we feel very connected to our sexual energy, our feminine energy. We feel very balanced within our ability to express our needs, our wants, and our desires. We feel comfortable within our own body. We have a feeling of creativity. We feel happy to go with the flow. Again, that sense of water. We're very fluid. We're not stiff within our body. We're not stuck. And we have an opening on our wants and our needs and our desires. So one of the ways that we can start to move through this energy system, this sacral energy system, we can repeat mantra. And one of the ones we're going to do today is a Bidra mantra. This is the seed sound of that particular chakra. The second chakra, the water chakra, the sacral chakra, is the sound VAM. V-A-M. V-A-M. And it's the sound of VAM. 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 And we can repeat this in our mind. We could sit down. We could place our hands just underneath the belly button, three fingertips below our belly button. Inhale, VAM. Exhale, VAM. Breathe in, VAM. Breathing out, VAM. Inhaling, VAM. Breathing out, VAM. Inhaling, VAM. Breathing out, VAM. Just feeling that fluid movement. I breathe in, VAM. And I'm breathing out, VAM. Take a long inhale, Exhale, mouth. Inhale, nose. And exhale, mouth. I want you to bring into your mind an unresolved relationship. This could be a business relationship, it could be a friendship, it could be a sexual partner. Bring into mind this unresolved relationship. Take this opportunity to start to let go. Because if we don't let go, we can never move on. You don't have to see this being, you don't have to invite them over for a cup of tea. But what you need to do is stop holding on to this unresolved issue with inside your body. So by taking this moment in this safe space, inhale, send blessed thankfulness and love. Exhale, quietly say their name. Breathe in, sending blessed thankfulness and love. And breathing out, quietly saying their name. Taking this time to let go. Inhale, vum. Exhale, vum. I breathe in, let. And I breathe out, go. Taking this opportunity to let go of what you're holding on to, as it no longer serves you. I breathe in vum, I breathe out vum, I let go. So from seating, we're going to move on to all fours. So now we're going to start to make some space and some movements within our hips. So from all fours, I want you to clench your privates. So you're drawing in your vaginal walls, you're lifting from your perineum. And from all fours, just start to do some circles one way with your hips and then the other way with your hips. Start to make some movement within them hips, moving one way and then moving the other way, and you're clenching in that area, but at the same time you're getting that movement and that fluidity around the hips, and then come back to the center. Don't worry, I'm doing this with you at the same time, you're not on your own. Now from here, you're going to tuck your toes under and you're going to lift your knees off the floor, moving into a pose called the downward facing dog. So lift your hips nice and high and a gaze towards your belly button as you really lift the hips up. Soft gaze towards the belly button, lifting the hips, trying to straighten out your legs, almost like you're on the tips of your toes as you lift your seated bones nice and high. And then repeat to yourself, I breathe in, let, and I breathe out, go. Maybe you want to repeat that sound again. Inhale, vum. Exhale, vum. I breathe in, vum. I breathe out, vum. Or I inhale, let. I exhale, go. Breathing in and breathing out. Look between your hands and slowly walk your feet towards the back of your wrists. Now, if you have yoga blocks, you could place them blocks underneath your hands. If not, and you can't get your hands flat to the floor, maybe you can hold opposite elbows and just hang over them legs in a forward fold. Breathing in and breathing out. And again, repeating either that let go or I breathe in vum and I breathe out vum. Feeling that rising of the energy through your body as you start to let go. Exploring that movement within our body. Inhale, look forward and then heel toe the feet about a yoga mat width apart or wider than your hip width apart and lower into a squat. And then from here, again, if you have yoga blocks, you may want to sit on your yoga blocks. But if you can, either rest your hands to the floor, if that's more comfortable for you, or if you can, bring your hands to prayer. Really open up the hips. So modify as you need to. Listen to your body. And then find that breath again. Breathing in, let. And breathing out, go as you lower into your squat. Inhale, let. Exhale, go. Still squeezing your pelvic floor, your Mula Bandha, it's called in yoga. And you're drawing in. The crown of the head is lifting up. And go. And then lower your seat to the floor for me. Extend your legs out. And from here, I want you to bring your soles of your feet together. Hold your ankles. Pop your elbows into your knees. And then gently press down on them knees as you look forward. And just take a few moments here. Opening up them hips. And bring back into your mind this unresolved relationship issue. And start to let go. This isn't something that's going to happen overnight. Whatever's holding you back from seeing your true potential inside you, you are strong, you are powerful. You can be whatever you want to be. Your true desire. And then from there, move your feet slightly further forward for me. And you have this diamond shape with your legs. And see the instep of your foot. You're going to start to hinge yourself forward, almost placing your hands to the top of your feet and seeing if you can lower your forehead towards your feet for me and place your forehead on your feet. I know it might not happen today, might not happen tomorrow, but through practice you will see what you can do wherever you are. Just breathe, allow the breath to move you, allow the breath to flow through you, breathing in and breathing out. Inhale, come back up, take a breath through your nose, breathe out through your mouth. Inhale, nose,
exhale, mouth.
Thank you for joining me today. Namaste. The divine inside me blesses the divine inside you. I hope you enjoyed today's practice, and you can find me on Pathway Yoga on YouTube or on Facebook. It's Dawn Blessard. And feel free to contact me for any further information. Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.